just some laws of the Barich Aleinu. Although we didn't start to say Barich Aleinu yet in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael already on the 7th of Heshvan, they started to say Barich Aleinu. The reason why I say this halakha today is because a lot of people from Chutz La'aretz this time of year travel to Eretz Yisrael. So they want to know that although in Chutz La'aretz they didn't start saying Barich Aleinu yet, when they get to Eretz Yisrael, do they have to follow Eretz Yisrael custom of Barich Aleinu, or do they follow where they're coming from? The halakha says clearly that if somebody from Chutz La'aretz went to Eretz Yisrael, he starts to say Barich Aleinu just like Bnei Eretz Yisrael, even though his intention is to come back. Why? Because when he's in Eretz Yisrael, he needs the rain like everybody else. The question is, when he comes back, let's say he comes back before December 4th. That means he went a couple of weeks, comes back in the middle of November. So now he wants to know, he started already saying Barich Aleinu, because he was in Israel. Does he continue or not? Hacham of Adya says when he comes back, he stops. And he goes back to saying Barichenu. And if he wants, in Shema Kolenu, since he started to say for Eretz Yisrael, he could say in the Shema Kolenu, V'ten tal umatal bracha be'arsenu akidosha. Because he started. But the main thing is that he goes back to Barichenu. That's that case. Question is on the reverse also. You have a Ben Eretz Yisrael, let's say. He was in Eretz Yisrael, and he started to say Barich Aleinu, like these rabbis that always coming to America to collect. So let's say a rabbi comes today. Well, he started to say Barich Aleinu already in Israel. Now he comes here. What does he do when he comes to Chutz La'aretz? So the halakha says, once already he started to say Barich Aleinu, and his intention is to go back, he continues to say Barich Aleinu, even in Chutz La'aretz. Because the Hidah writes that if he's going to start Barich Aleinu in Israel and come back and start to say Barichenu, it's Chokha Utula. It looks like a mockery, it's like a joke. So therefore he says, once you start in Eretz Yisrael, as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and your intention is to go back to Eretz Yisrael, you maintain the law of Eretz Yisrael. The Safek case is of a Ben Eretz Yisrael that left before Zion Hezvan. So he left before they started to say Barich Aleinu in Eretz Yisrael. Now he's in Chutz La'aretz when it's Zayin Hezvan. He's planning on going back. So he wants to know what to do. So there the Chidah says, Nechleku ha-poskim im dino keben Eretz Yisrael v'omer Barich Aleinu u keben Chutz La'aretz. What's his status? Umaran ha-Chidah pasak u'berkei Yosef Siman Kufu Zayin v'dino keben Chutz La'aretz. That since he left before they started, so he didn't start to say Barich Aleinu, and he's in a place where they're not saying Barich Aleinu, he has a din of Chutz La'aretz velo yishal, and therefore he should not say. However, in Barich Aleinu we could throw it in. V'ten tal matal bracha ba'aseru kedusha. So there's a difference between when the guy from Israel leaves. If he leaves already after Zayin Hezvan, he's locked into Barich Aleinu. If he leaves before Zayin Hezvan, he follows, as long as he's in Chutz La'aretz, Barichenu, but he inserts it in the Shema Kolenu. Again, when it comes to summer, that's the Chutz La'aretz guy that goes to Israel during this time of year, he switches over when he's in Israel to Barich Aleinu. When he comes back, he goes back to Barichenu. However, he can insert in the Shema Kolenu, V'ten tal matal v'racha, v'atzenu kedusha.